From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hillary Clinton has accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Clinton officially accepted the nomination on the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Clinton told the cheering crowd that as president, she wants to empower all Americans to live better lives with more opportunity, good jobs, and rising wages. The former Secretary of State also criticized Republican nominee Donald Trump as being too unstable and too inexperienced to be president.
If you dare, imagine him in the Oval Office facing a real crisis. A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
The former Secretary of State also reached out to supporters of her chief rival, Bernie Sanders, saying the country needs their enthusiasm and their passion. Clinton is the first female candidate to be selected as a major party's nominee in the history of the United States. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned in Iowa Thursday and said a lot of lies were being told about him at the Democratic convention. At a campaign rally, Trump criticized Democrats for not talking about extremism or laying out a plan to aid the economy. He also said earlier Thursday he was sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's email service to find deleted emails. This is VOA News. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, says that four corridors will be set up to permit civilians and unarmed fighters to leave the now besieged rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The Syrian government, meanwhile, is promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months. The city has been surrounded and nearly 300,000 people are trapped inside it. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN Special Envoy for Syria says he is seriously concerned about the welfare of the people of Aleppo.
News of the Russian military proposal came while the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, was attending a weekly meeting of the Humanitarian Axis Task Force. De Mistura says he and his colleagues were taken by surprise.
It is premature for me and others to actually make any comments until we have further details and on what has been and is the Russian proposal or initiative.
Under the Russian proposal, civilians reportedly will be allowed to leave Aleppo through three routes and rebels through a fourth. An estimated 300,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. Government forces are encircling the city, making it impossible for aid agencies to bring in food, medicine, and other essential supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Syrian branch of Al-Qaeda, the Al-Nusra Front, announced Thursday it was breaking ties with the global terror network. In a video, its leader, Abu Muhammad al-Julani, said the organization decided to stop operating under the banner of al-Nusra and to set up a new front called Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. Here in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Obama administration is still committed to fighting extremists, despite news that the group was cutting its ties with al-Qaeda.
President Obama, the rest of the Obama administration, and our military actions have been focused on and directed against a variety of extremist groups inside of Syria, including both ISIL and the Nusra Front.
Analysts said al-Nusra hopes to rebrand and defend itself as it faces increased pressure after Washington and Moscow agreed to step up joint efforts against jihadist groups. Turkey's Supreme Military Council gathered Thursday in a hastily planned meeting to replace more than 2,400 military personnel dismissed on Wednesday. Turkey's military leaders have to fill vacancies for 149 generals and admirals, nearly half of its contingent. The move comes as part of a wider purge of government officials and academic leaders following an attempted coup, which left nearly 300 people dead. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.